the latest from podnews.net. It's now day 8 without any categories in Apple podcast apps while the company reworks them. It's not as though we're counting. How much does it cost to host a podcast on Amazon AWS instead of a real podcast host? We've worked out the numbers so you don't have to, and mostly it can be very expensive indeed, and you lose so many features it's not worth it. But we have discovered something that is quite cheap on Amazon. Michael Barbaro's trademark stresses and pauses are written into his scripts, we've discovered, which is single line spaced and all in capitals, surprisingly. Sadly missing from a copy of his script is how he writes, "Here's what else you need to know today." Pandora reckons that discoverability continues to be an issue for podcasting. Speaking in an investor call, the owner of Pandora, SiriusXM's CEO Jim Mayer, says that podcasting is, quote, like a flea market and that content is up there but nobody can find it easily. Pandora currently lists 3,000 podcasts, including PodNews. There are over 700,000 in Apple. Podcast host Blueberry have announced the launch of a full dynamic ad insertion tool. CEO Todd Cochran calls it another podcast component that creators can easily manage at an affordable price. Jeff Fidler from Audience Insight says that advertisers are opening their wallets to podcasting with new data from the company's recent work with Westwood One and Pacific Content. Meanwhile, if you're a subscriber, the Financial Times claims today that the future of podcasting will be highly personalized. Magellan has taken a look at advertising within the new Apple Podcasts category of true crime when they get round to it. The most frequent advertiser is haircare brand Madison Reed. If you've got exactly the same name as another podcast, Spotify won't let you in. It turns out it rejects your podcast if it shares the name of one already on its platform. A 50-page report on getting started in podcasting of particular interest to current magazine and newspaper publishers has been published. It's free. And thank you to Acast, the home to the world's best podcasts, for becoming our latest gold supporter and helping support PodNews. You should be like Acast at podnews.net/support. In podcasts today, Podcasting Made Easy has a guest of Rob Greenley, delving into the past, present and future of podcasting. Emma Willman, who's a stand-up comedian and actor, has a daily podcast recorded from wherever she happens to be. It's called Emma's Diary. And The Offside Rule, a football podcast hosted by three women, has been signed by UK radio station Jack Radio for broadcast every Friday night at 7. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.